Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Farm Talk, Mick Care, North Dakota Corn Council Studio on a Paddlefish Friday. Yes, Paddlefish. It's North Star Caviar. Is that the name?
Yeah. And in fact, I appreciate you bringing that up because, you know, we talk so much about the paddlefish and the history and the tradition of people paddlefish snagging. But what we should make sure and mention is it's called North Star Caviar. And for as long as I can remember, I remember going paddle fishing, working up there my first time back in 97, somewhere around there, 96, 97. And since these are such a big fish, what they'll do is they will clean your paddlefish for you for free. Okay. They'll give you the meat back, and then they take the eggs, the caviar from the paddlefish. Now, before people jump to any kind of conclusions, understand that to go from the fish to the caviar is not just you squeeze the eggs out. Now, I'm not a worldly guy. I mean, you want to talk to me about flesh kefla, I'm your guy. You want to talk to me about caviar, I am not the guy.
Nephila soup and even some lutefisk.
Right. Yeah, Nephila soup. A lutefisk, I'd rather not. But yeah, if you could put some sauerkraut on it, then you got me a little bit closer to the table if you put sauerkraut on that lutefisk. Right. So I don't understand how caviar is processed. But I do understand that it is not something that, you know, maybe I'm just going to do today. What they'll do then is through North Star Caviar, they'll take the eggs, they go through that process, they go through the marketing. The eggs from paddlefish in North Dakota are considered to be on a level with like a Black Sea caviar from Russia.
Wow, Russian caviar, some of the best in the world.
And I'm German-Russian, I'm German-Russian, I'm going meat and potatoes, but, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Russian caviar, some of the best. You probably have in your family from the New York Culinary School, they probably know a little bit more about caviar than your average dog.
They do, although I've never been served caviar. We've never asked for it. I had it once, and meat and potatoes, please.
Yeah, you know what Uncle John did?
What?
And this wasn't like trying to, pull off a caviar. Like you go back into the German days in Logan County, Johnny Lyer, he's still 92, 93 years old. Where you used everything but the squeal on the pig and everything but the beak. Maybe use the beak on the chickens too. And they would take the eggs out of any fish that they caught, and they would, I don't remember how they did, but they'd squeeze the eggs out of any fish, bullheads, walleye, whatever, and they'd put them in like a version of like a breading, and they'd deep fry them.
Oh, wow.
So we'd have deep fried fish eggs, might be like a German caviar.
Probably.
But so going back to the legitimate caviar and the quality compared to a Black Sea Russian caviar.
World renowned. Yeah.
And so is this. And what they'll do then is it's not something that's taken lightly. Then there's like a foundation. I don't know how everything works in the NGO and the tax world. But they have grants that go back to the community. So it's really a win for the snagger where you get the meat clean. Because how many people, we have a hard enough time cleaning a pike. So you've never cleaned a paddlefish before, and you'd probably ruin half the meat or something like that. So you have experts that clean the paddlefish. They give you the meat so you can go smoke it or, however else you want to eat your paddlefish meat. And then they take the eggs, they turn it into caviar, they market it. And then that money goes back to a foundation that gives out grants to playgrounds and various organizations around the Williston area. So it's really, I appreciate you bringing it up. It's a great story, Mick. It really is.
A great industry. Again, these are dinosaur era fish.
Yeah.
And there are some dinosaurs out there trying to catch them too.
Right.
And some young people. This I understand that there's a lot of resurgence of young folks out there paddle fishing the first week of May out by Williston.
Well, and when we think about it, when we look at it in our mindset, we live in a trophy world where bigger is better. And you have old guys like us that are just happy to have some deer sausage. And then there's some of those young bucks that they want to shoot a 5x5. Some people just love to go see a rooster pheasant. Other people want to shoot a rooster pheasant with a big long spur. You know, it's a trophy world. You know, catch a 14-inch walleye, it tastes great in the frying pan. Catch a 22-inch walleye and put that thing on the wall. I haven't measured the length on a 130-pound paddlefish.
About 8 feet, 6 feet anyway.
Yeah. The wing, they don't measure it. It's a wingspan. Yeah. A wingspan on your paddlefish. So you're right. When people have an opportunity to go out there, this is a lot of youngsters. Wow, this is great. We get out there and drag in one of these big dinosaur fish out there. It's a trophy of a lifetime. They take the pictures. They donate the eggs. They eat the paddlefish, and the memories are made, Mick.
And you are genuinely excited about this. I know, because every year when we talk about it, the first week or last week of May or last week of April, you get really worked up, and it's great to see you excited about things
I mean,
like that.
You're right. It is exciting. I was born out in Williston, and I've got to go back there and work every once in a while. And the other thing that I'm excited about, Mick, is if you're a deer hunter, we're going to have more tags available.
Woohoo!
Right.
All right. Well, give us the details on that.
The 2021 North Dakota deer season has been set.
Hear ye.
Hear ye, let it be known.
By their proclamation.
The first place we start is that if you're somebody that wants to get vacation in, and your company, business, or boss says the first person to get it in gets the vacation, Friday, November 5th at 12 noon is when the 2021 deer season is scheduled to open. Not Thursday the 4th. Not Saturday the 6th, Friday, November 5th at 12 noon. But if you want to make sure that you can get out to the deer stand, you might want to put in for that Thursday vacation notice just to get a little day off in front of it.
Minnesota will be Saturday the 6th probably.
Yeah.
But North Dakota, Friday, November 5th.
At 12 noon. And it goes through, if you take all 16 and a half days off of the deer season, or you like to take the first weekend and the last weekend, November 5th, 12 noon through Sunday, November 21st is when the deer season is scheduled to open. Now, if you want to hunt the deer, if you want to have, some people just take it off anyway. Opening weekend of deer season, we take it off. Last weekend of deer season, we take that Friday off or whatever it might be. But if you want to hunt in the deer season, you have to have a tag. Now, if you want to get a tag, you have to apply. You can't just say, I'm going to go hunt deer without a tag. You can't just say, I'm going to get a deer license. We have landowner gratis licenses for the farmers and ranchers and the landowners that are listening. But if you want to get a tag, you have to put in for the lottery. If you want to get drawn in the lottery, you have to apply by June 2nd.
All right, so we got about 3.5 weeks.
No matter what you and I say on this program, the majority of people are going to wait until Tuesday.
My application at the top of the barrel, you know.
That's
not how it works anymore.
And that's where even I have to start catching myself. So when I say the applications are out, you can drive down to the old gas station where you used to always pick up your application. You can swing by the gun shop where you used to always...
Hardware store.
Yeah, but they're not there anymore.
Oh.
It's all online, which, before I lament, is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Because if Saturday morning you wake up and you say, let's get this thing done. You can take care of it. If Friday night you say, you know what? I've got 10, 15 minutes. Let's fill out my deer application. Get it done so I don't forget about it. You can do it. That's one of the real advantages of everything being online, is you can do it from your phone. You can do it from your office. You can do it from the shop where you have online access.
There are farmers right now going up and down the field, could do it in the tractor cab on their tablet or phone.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And I shouldn't be shocked or surprised. You know, I mean, the way people have gotten used to their thumbs and their fingers and tapping this and swiping that and putting this stuff in there.
Even grandma does it well.
I know. And that's great. I mean, that's absolutely great. But one of the things that you can do before June 2nd is you can decide that I'm just going to put in for my unit. I always put in for that unit no matter what. We have 3,150 more tags available than last year. We have 72,200 licenses. Our success last year was at about 68%. That was up from 64%. Our success rate has been going up. The number of tags available have been going up. 72,200 licenses available. We typically have somewhere from 90 to 100,000 people apply. You don't have to be an economics major or a math major to realize that supply and demand aren't quite on that equilibrium.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you're somebody that says, I just want to draw a tag, I just want to go deer hunting, then if you look at some of the units in southwestern North Dakota, you're going to find where there is definitely more supply than there is demand. We have a lot more people that live in eastern North Dakota than western North Dakota.
Yep.
So a lot of times they put in for the units in the Red River Valley. You get out to southwestern North Dakota, you get south of Dickinson. There's not as many people that live down there. There's not as much hunting pressure. look at the different units. If you want to make sure you draw a tag, you can look at some of the different units and increase your odds. There's no guarantee, but you can increase your odds by and we'll give some of those reminders moving forward. But the big thing is, the applications are available online. You have until June 2nd, and there's more tags available, Mick.
All right, 11:59 p.m. June 2nd.
And it's all done. It's all over. There's no June 3rd to apply, Mick.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be reminding everybody here for the next four times you're on the radio.
No doubt about it.
Thank you, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. A nice weekend to get outdoors.
Have a great weekend. Get out there, whether it's doing a little bit of fishing, chasing some turkeys that are still around. Get outdoors and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Take care, Mick.
See you folks on Monday right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. It is Farm Talk.